This morning, before we get to the Word, I want to share something that God's really been stirring in my heart over the last little while, and over the last couple of weeks in particular. Before the ushers come, right now, why not? Actually, no, hold on, let's just wait for just a second with that. I got an announcement I want to make first. Then we'll get to that. You guys are really diligent, though. Can we give these guys a hand real quick? These guys are so hardworking. Yeah, come on. Every week they pay attention to me and they're trying to figure out where can we jump in, where can we put the offering in, because sometimes I forget, so they're really good about it. But we'll do that in just a second. about a year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to attend a retreat in a small community called Steinbach, Manitoba. And it's in southern Manitoba, just about an hour south of Winnipeg, and I got to go to this church in Steinbach called Southland Church. Now, you see, Pastor Kevin, he's our district superintendent. He oversees all of the churches in the Pentecostal district. He went to this retreat, and he said it was something called this church renewal retreat. And he said, he came back, he said two things about the retreat to me. He said, Zach, number one, I'm totally changed. It's completely just changed my perspective on the way God moves and works in his church forever. And number two, I'm sending you and Alandra to go, but I'm not going to tell you what it's about. I'm sending you this retreat, but I'm not actually telling you what the content is. And so I'm like, okay, you're sending me to Winnipeg in January. You must really not like me. So we decided, we went up, and Alandra said, this is great, and we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. So this church renewal retreat, you think, okay, church renewal, you know, how to renew the church is what this is. It's some sort of conference. I've been to conferences. I've seen conferences. There's usually some sage on the stage, someone with all the information that they know what is going on. They know the secrets to ministry and how to renew your church in 10 easy steps. Where do I sign on the dotted line? Where's the catch? So I was looking for it the whole weekend, and as I was there, I began to realize that it was none of that. As a matter of fact, it was simple, honest, authentic prayer, simple teaching, real, honest worship. Nothing new either. Nothing I didn't already know about who Jesus was and how he works in our lives. But through it, God began to catalyze something in my heart and in my spirit that has resulted in a change I can't explain. You see, we began to confess sin to one another. We began to repent of the issues that were going on in our lives. And as we did, as we began to worship and to pray, man, God began to do something in my heart. Began to set me free of pornography, began to set me free from idolatry, began to set me free from past pains, past issues, things I've struggled with, insecurities for years of my life. He began to break off in a couple moments. And as we did that, began to set free, we began to hear God's voice in a way I hadn't heard in a very long time. And I can honestly say from that weekend, that was the beginning of true freedom in my life and experiencing a vital walk with God where I can actually know his voice in a practical, tangible, real way every day in my life. I've begun to know God. I've begun to find freedom. I began to discover my purpose in a new way so I can make a difference here in this place. But that weekend wasn't the be-all, end-all, not by any stretch. It was just the start of genuine renewal that God was beginning to work in my heart and in my life through every day. And through that, the last year and a half, every Wednesday, for an hour, I've been meeting with pastors on an online mentoring group from across the country. All stripes and denominations, there's Baptists, Pentecostals, Anglicans, United pastors, in this group together, all of us simply seeking to know God, to be set free, to discover our purpose and to make a difference. And so we're in this place. And so the past year and a half, I've been in weekly mentoring sessions, and we've been studying, we've been praying, we've been in confession and repentance and all of these different things. And it has totally transformed my walk with Jesus as he's begun to renew me from the inside out. Last year, in last January, we took a team of individuals from this church to Steinbeck. About 15 of us went out to there to experience this firsthand. And over the last year, I've been mentoring that team, been meeting with them in a small growth group on Wednesday nights. This is your board of elders. This is their spouses. This is some of our leaders in the church. We've been meeting with them every single week, and we've been walking through this as well. We've been finding freedom. We've been experiencing the presence of God. We've been knowing his voice in our lives daily. And now we've come to a place where I want to invite you, the church, into this with us as well. We've come to a place in mentoring where we're now ready to invite you, the church, to experience renewal in your life in this way. And so there's three opportunities that I want to just present to you this morning before we get into the message. Number one is this. Opportunity number one is this. In January 24th, 27th, 2020, we're sending Pastor Janetta to Steinbeck, Manitoba to attend the church renewal retreat. And I want to invite you, the church, to consider if you would like to go with this as well. We want to open up once again to the whole church to attend this retreat if you like to begin to find freedom from your past, to begin to hear the voice of God in your life, and to begin to know what it means to have a vital, everyday walk with Jesus. So first of all, I want you to consider this. Secondly, on January 20th, 2020, we're going to be beginning to run a six-week Hearing God seminar. So Monday nights here at Cornerstone, here at the church. If you've never heard the voice of God in your life, if you say, Zach, I don't even know what it sounds like, I wouldn't even know where to begin, this is for you. If you say, I have a hunger in my life to know God more, and maybe I've heard him once or twice, maybe in some Holy Spirit moments, this is for you, so that you can know what it means to hear the voice of God every day in your life. And I promise you, it'll change your life forever. I'm going to start with this. But the third opportunity is, I believe that this is the direction God is taking us as a church, to know God, not just generally, but personally, intimately, to find freedom from our past, from our sins, from our issues, to discover your purpose in life, what has God uniquely wired you to do, and then lastly, to make a difference in this place. Man, I believe that God is calling us, this is the direction he's taking our church. But I know that as we move forwards into this, as we move forwards into the land that we are taking, that God has promised for us, I know we're going to experience enemy pushback. I know that as we move forwards into what God has promised for us, we're going to see some discouragement. We're going to see some hardships. We're going to see some setbacks. We're going to see some pain. Which is why I'm taking the opportunity today to call the church to prayer and to fasting with me every Monday from 6 until 7 p.m. for the next 3 months as we lead up to this retreat and as we lead up to hearing God. This week, God really wrecked me in prayer. Spent some time with him, and I was in Joshua chapter 1. And in Joshua chapter 1, Moses has just died. And God comes to Joshua, and he just says these words to him. He says, "Now therefore, arise." That is, prepare, get ready, stand at attention. You're going to go over in this land, you and all this people, I'm giving it to you. And then later on in the verse, just down the chapter, he goes through and he says, "Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, say them, prepare your provisions, for in 3 days, that is 3 months, you're going to pass over this Jordan, and you're going to take possession of the land the Lord your God has given you." And I just believe that God is asking us to prepare our hearts for what he wants to do in this place. I believe renewal is not something for pastors or for leaders. I believe it's something for every believer to experience in their walk with God. I believe he's got something for you. He wants to renew your heart. He wants to renew your marriage. He wants to renew your family. He wants to bring renewal in this church, in this town. And I believe it starts with us. And I believe we need to prepare for what God is doing. So church, there's three things I want to ask you to consider. Number one is this, church renewal retreat. On the back of your connection card, there's just a little bit of information there. It says, send me more information about the Steinbeck trip. If you're interested in this, but what this might mean for you in your life, let me just invite you just to check that box, and we'll get in touch with you. You can send you some more information this week. There'll be more about this in the next coming months you can hear. Step number two, I want you to consider to pray with me about what it looks like to hear God's voice in your life and what this might consider. But lastly, I want to ask you, and most importantly, to join me on a Monday night for prayer and for fasting, just to get ready for what I believe God wants to do in Cornerstone and what I believe he wants to do in this place as he sets us free. So I'm going to invite the ushers to come at this time. They're going to collect the connection cards and the offering. We're just going to pray as they do that, that God would speak to us and he would lead us into what he has for us in the days ahead. And then we're going to play a short video as we do that. So Lord, I just thank you for what you've been doing in this place already. I thank you, God, for what you want to continue to say and do. And God, I just invite you, Holy Spirit, to stir in our hearts. Speak to us, Jesus, and direct us, God, how we can prepare for what you want to do and for the renewal you want to bring in our hearts, in our homes, in our church. And Lord, we just welcome you, Spirit. Speak to us this morning through the word. In Jesus' name, amen.